Welcome to the Stoic Meditations podcast, where each time we consider a bit of wisdom from the ancient philosophers of Greece and Rome. I am Massimo Piliucci, a professor of philosophy at the City College of New York, and I will be your guide through this reading. Let's reflect on Cicero on Divination 1:122. It is the purity of soul, no doubt, that explains that famous utterance which history attributes to Socrates and which his disciples in their books often represent him as repeating. There is some divine influence, daimon he called it, which I always obey, though it never urges me on, but often holds me back. Quintus, Cicero's brother, continues his series of arguments in favor of divine influences and the concept of divination. Here he mentions Socrates' famous daimon, a voice that allegedly advised Socrates on what to do and, mostly, what not to do. But as an argument in favor of the divine, this one is exceedingly weak, as there is no reason to think that even Socrates thought of his daimon as a real entity. More likely, this was his way to refer to what we today call our conscience, which in fact often tells us just not to do a certain thing or other. Either way, Socrates' frequent mention of his divine voice did not help at his famous trial. Apparently, Socrates' accusers used the notion of the daimon to bolster their charge of impiety against the philosopher. As we all know, the strategy unfortunately worked, making Socrates one of the early martyrs of critical thinking. Thank you for joining me for another Stoic meditation. I will be back with a new episode very soon, fate permitting. If you like this podcast, please take a minute to give it a good review on whatever platform you use to listen to it. Thank you.